And I am joined in studio right now by our word nerd extraordinaire, Eleanor Harrison-Dengate. Eleanor, good morning.
Good morning, Jess.
I'm so excited about this. I'm a bit too excited about this.
Yeah, you know, Christmas.
Christmas, Christmas word. Yeah. What is our word this week?
Tinsel.
Okay, where's it come from?
So essentially, it comes from Old French, and essentially it just means sparkle.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful.
So the Old French word is just estincelle.
Estincelle.
But yeah.
Okay, so it means sparkle.
Yeah.
When do we see it appearing first?
So it turned up, well, I mean, the way we think of tinsel now, it first turned up in 1610 in Nuremberg in Germany. Mm-hmm. And it was actually originally made from silver.
Like actual silver. Yeah. That's heavy for the tree.
Yeah. But then silver like tarnishes quite quickly. So they moved on to other shiny stuff.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think they used lead and they used copper.
Ooh, all sorts of things. Terrible idea. Let's poison the children.
Because the idea is that it's meant to look like icicles and stuff like that.
Oh,
I think.
Is it?
But then there was also, I think before the 16th century, the idea was that it's meant to enhance the candles on the tree. And the other reason why people really like tinsel is because it wasn't as much of a fire hazard as actual candles. So, you know, there's that.
We'll keep everyone safe this Christmas.
Yeah, but it's actually interesting because technically it's not actually illegal in the US to have lead tinsel, but you can. But, like, just no one does, obviously.
What?
But you technically could.
That's terrible.
So, I mean, no one does, but you could.
But that's terrifying. Okay,
but
interesting.
Yeah, and apparently there was a shortage of it during the First World War because apparently people were using copper then to make tinsel. And the war effort needed copper more.
Oh, no. Yeah. So Christmas was ruined by the war.
Yeah.
Lots of things were probably ruined by the war. Christmas was one of them.
Well, tinsel was. But yeah, and then it was like made out of, nowadays it's made out of like plastic stuff. Mm. It's called polyvinyl chloride, which I just thought was interesting. I never actually really thought about
what it's made of.
Tinsel is exactly made of. So
tinsel was always that thing that, you know, you have kind of dress up days towards the end of the year at school. Mm. My mom, God bless her, she's a great mom, great stage mom, didn't put a lot of effort into those days. Didn't love them. Wasn't really into them. So I would always just go to school with like tinsel in my hair and maybe wrapped around my leg. That was it. But I hate tinsel.
Because it was itchy.
I hate tinsel.
Yeah.
I hate it so much. I love the look of it in theory. And when you get really nice tinsel that you pay like $60 for at Meijer, that's nice tinsel. Mm. The $2.40 stuff you get from Kmart that is just rubbish. Mm. Ugh. Ugh.
And I was very happy when we threw out all our tinsel because we've got a fibre optic tree. And I was like, hey, the fibre optics are basically tinsel.
That's all you need.
Exactly.
I'm very fussy about my tree at home. I'm the Christmas Nazi at home and I am very specific about what goes on my tree. Mm-hmm. I'm the only one allowed to touch it for most of the year. It did stay up all year this year.
To be fair, most people wouldn't need to touch it for most of the year.
Yeah, my tree did stay up all year.
Really?
It only went down for a month between like May and June.
Why did you bother taking it down then?
Well, I had every intention to take it down, but then it came close to Christmas in July.
Oh.
And I thought, oh, we have to put it up for Christmas in July. Mum wanted it up for Christmas in July. And then by the time it's July, I'm not taking that thing down. It's enormous. There are so many baubles. I could not be bothered. I was like, let's just put it in the corner. So we did.
Okay.
And it just shuffled to the corner. And then a week ago, we pulled it back out into the centre of the
Christmas
room.
Christmas all around at the Clayman House.
The Clayman House is very, very festive. I used to have all of these like stuffed animals and like Christmas like regalia everywhere. It was just a Christmas explosion. I had about 8 trees one year.
Okay.
Of varying sizes. I had a Christmas forest. All of them decorated beautifully and to a theme. And then a couple of years ago, my mum went, that's it. That's enough. I'm out. I don't want to do this anymore. And she threw it all out. And all we've got now is a tree. I'm
only
devastated.
One tree.
Yeah, only the one tree. Mm. But I take great pride in that tree. Great pride in that tree. But
there is no tinsel getting on like the little ones from, it was like Go-Go or so. Oh, I forget what it's called. But they were like $3 each. And there were these tiny little trees that you're meant to get on a desk. And I like bought like 8 of them and made myself a little forest. It was fun.
That's wonderful. Did you have any tinsel on those trees?
I think a little bit, yeah.
Mm,
Nice and cheap.
Okay, let's get back to tinsel. So it's it's made from polyvinyl chloride.
Yeah. And I mean, but that's essentially it just means sparkle. It's the whole idea.
I love that word though, old French, and it means sparkle because everyone needs a little bit of sparkle at Christmas.
Yeah, it's cute.
What did you have like a favorite color tinsel? Because you know you get green and red and gold and silver and blue.
Probably
and
gold or silver.
Gold or silver. I was only a silver person. There was no gold on my tree.
Mm.
There is gold on my tree now. I've grown up. I've matured. It's a thing. But no, only silver. Yeah, only like the silver stuff.
Fair enough. Fair
a bit of a tinsel snob.
Yeah.
Eleanor, we'll leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.